Good afternoon. You've already assumed your positions there of lying down, checking in with yourself. We're just going to do a few movements today. The next several weeks, we're just going to keep them building onwards and upwards and outwards. Going to be focused primarily with the middle of your body and then move outwards. And at the end, we're going to work with the last piece of the cat stretch, the maintenance program that I haven't taught you guys yet for some time. You'll begin by rolling over on your stomachs today. Your left arm will be down along your side. You'll have your face turned to the right, and you're going to place your left cheek on the back of your right hand. Your palm will be down. Now just arrange yourself so that you're as comfortable as you can be. If you need something underneath your chest to make you more comfortable, or something underneath an ankle, or a knee, if the ground is too hard, you can always pad yourself a little more. Whatever it takes. Now, as many of you know, you're going to be guided towards a certain direction. The key is moving away from that direction and really paying close attention to that. And you don't have to lift anything with a great deal of force. You just have to become sensitive to where the action is taking place in yourself. As you breathe in, gently pick your elbow up towards the ceiling and just notice where you sense that. And then come down nice and slow. And notice where you feel the release at. Now, when you lift up this next time, notice if you feel something behind your neck and in your shoulder blade as you lift up. Notice what happens as you slowly ease your way down. Now, when you come down, pause, take a rest. Now, with even less effort than you did before, gently pick your elbow up and get a sense of where the action is coming from. And now, very carefully, come down even slower than you did last time. And notice if you can smooth out any of the hesitations, if you experienced any, on the way down. And then when you're down, just completely relax all of your efforts. Now, that area that you're working with is an area that gets contracted a lot when there's a demand placed on it. If you're thinking you have to go do something, that area will get contracted throughout our day. So this is a nice little way to relieve that. Now, in the same casual and easy manner, as you breathe in, pick your face up off of the surface or off of your hand. And then as you exhale, slowly lower down. But notice what happens where the action occurs this time as you pick your head up. And then when you come down, you're just going to rest in that downwards position. Again, very casually, breathe in and lift your face up a little ways, and exhale and ease your way back down. On your final attempt, lift with less effort. And again, come down nice and slow and notice all the parts of yourself that are going to let go. A moment ago, you picked up your elbow. Now you just picked up your head. Now you're going to add in your hand, your elbow, and your head lifting up, just slightly up off of the surface, say an inch or two, and then slowly lower down. And notice what lets go. Now with your opposite hand, your left hand, place that on your back, say around your lumbar spine if you'd like, palm up or palm down, whatever is comfortable for you. And as you lift your hand, head, and elbow, notice if you feel those muscles underneath your hand contracting. So breathe in. And then as you lower down, notice at what point they begin to soften and then let go. So did you all sense that? Okay. Now, slide your hand down to, say, the top of your buttocks. You can use your palm or the back of your hand, whichever one you want to use. Then as you breathe in and pick your upper body up, your hand, head, and your elbow. Notice if now that area along your buttocks contracts. And then as you come down nice and slow, notice how that area releases. And now take your hand to the back of your leg. So if you know where your hamstrings are, they're underneath your buttocks. Right underneath there. Lift your hand, head, and elbow, and notice if you can feel now that area contracting underneath your hand. And then ease your way back down and come to rest. So now you know that every time you move in this way, which is really extending your spine, your belly has been moving forwards and pushing into the surface, that all those areas and pathways are going to light up. Now, can you do this, though, with less effort so that you can sense all those areas? So now this time, without using your hand, just lift up as minimally as you can to feel all those areas come on. And then come down as slow as you can and notice how all of that lets go. Now you'll play this game from the other end. Take your left hand and place it on your buttocks again. As you breathe in, slide that left leg long away from you, and then begin to just pick it up, say an inch or so, So you can feel how your buttocks contracts as you lift the leg back.
Are you talking, you would lift the leg now?
Well, if your head lifts, it'll just, you know, lift on up. Just notice what's true for you. Well, come on, angels. So you just do that one time so you can notice how that muscle contracts. And then the next time you extend the leg and lift the leg, let your hand slide down just below your buttocks so that you can feel the back of your leg, your hamstring area, contracting. Use your hand there, Kate. Yeah, so you're looking to your right. Your left arm is down along your side. Your right arm is bent. Yeah, and you have your hand, you're looking to your right. Your other right, and your hand will be along your buttocks and in the back of your leg, and as you lift your leg, as you extend it first, feel how the muscles underneath your hand contract, and then as you release, you'll notice how they let go. You sense that? You feel that, Kate? Okay. Now, the next time you lift, of course you might have already been aware of it, you can relax your hand, and as you lift the leg, follow that chain. Well, let's do this. Let's put the hand first in the middle of your back. And then as you extend and lift the leg, notice what you feel in your back with your hand. Can you feel how the right side of your spine contracts? And then the right side of your spine will release as the left leg comes down. And then relax your hand. And then as you gently pick the leg up, you might have noticed some contractions already taking place in your neck and shoulder area. So if you haven't, you can lift one time. And then slowly ease everything down. And then just rest. So whether you're lifting the hand, head, and elbow, you can feel that whole line all the way down to your left leg, in the back of the left leg, the middle of your back, contracting. Or you can lift the left leg and feel how the line moves upwards into your neck and shoulders. Now that you are aware of that pattern, you're going to lift your hand, your head, your elbow, and your left leg no more than an inch off of the surface, and feel if you can sense all those areas coming on. But again, come down very slow. Remember, it's the slowness, like I said at the beginning, is the key to all of this. And when you're down, stay down and rest. Your left arm can be relaxed along your side. This time, when you lift, lift with even less effort and sense all those areas in yourself that you've been sensing. And then again, ease your way back down. And now rest. Just beginning to make sense that it's not about a lot of effort. It's about just merely recognizing where the efforts are coming from. And yet, each time you come down, you may get a sense of a deeper and a greater relaxation, or another part of yourself letting go that you might not have been aware of. Now, very carefully, you're going to bring your left hand up so it's like your right hand. And then gently If you can, just roll your face to the other side. Depends on what your ability is to just ease your way over there. Now, for some of you, looking in that direction for a length of time might have been a little difficult. You need to lift your shoulders up to help you do so. And then bring your right arm down along your side. Your right cheek will be on the back of your left hand with the palm down. Again, keep in mind, it's not about the level of effort. It's being sensitive to the efforts. And it's important that you really follow the movement away from gravity, or let's call it with gravity. As you breathe in, gently pick your left elbow up towards the ceiling. Just very lightly, so that it's easy. You might be able to push your elbow up a little higher, but what's easy for you? And then slowly lower your elbow back down as smoothly as you can. Again, it's in the descent where you'll notice the release is taking place. Now, when you're down, just remain down. Don't rush to come back up again. But this is not exercise where you have to hurry up and do the next repetition. Allow your brain a chance to notice what happened from the inside. Much like when you throw the rock into the pond, you just want to watch the ripple of the wave. Now go ahead and inhale and just casually lift the elbow up again with even less effort, but sense the efforts that are taking place in your shoulder and in your neck, and come down even slower this time. When you're down, rest all of your efforts. One more time, gently pick your elbow up and slowly ease your way back down. As you breathe in, pick your face up off of your hand. And again, just your face, your arm remains down on the surface. And then slowly ease on down. Just a little ways for your face to come up off of your hand. And when you come down, really let your head just move downwards with gravity. And then again, gently pick your head up. Notice where you sense the contractions. It's just your head. Your arm remains down on the surface. And then you'll slowly ease your way back. As you ease your way back down, can you let yourself go down another degree? How deep can you rest? Now, with even less effort, pick your face up one more time and slowly ease back down. Now you'll add in your hand so that it'll lift with your head, and also let your elbow lift just say an inch off of the surface and feel the greater contraction pattern now in your spine. You might feel it all the way down into your right buttocks and right leg. And then as you ease down, notice all the parts of you that let go. As you lift your hand, head, and elbow back, does your belly move forwards and press down into the surface? And then ease your way back down. Did you notice it felt like your right leg wanted to contract and lift up off of the surface? If you didn't, that's all right. Pay attention now to your right leg as you lift your hand, your head, and your elbow. And then again, come down slowly. That's where the goods are. Where you can optimize your voluntary motor cortex to relearn and reestablish the control. Or to improve the control you already have. As you breathe in, extend your right leg. And then gently lift the right leg off of the surface just a little. Feel where all that contraction is taking place. You might notice it in the back of your right leg. You might notice it in your buttocks. You might notice it all the way down into your calf. And as you come down and lower your leg, can you feel how the left side of your spine releases? Extend your leg gently one more time. Lift the leg back. And ease that down slowly. As you extend the leg and breathe in, pick your hand, your head, your elbow up so that you can feel now the entire pattern. Notice how all the areas of your back contract. And then notice all the areas releasing on your way back down. When you come down, just let yourself melt down into the surface. Now one more time, just gently pick your hand, your head, your elbow, and your right leg just a little ways up off of the surface. Take your time coming back down. Roll over onto your back, and when you get there, have your knees bent. How was your experience now of being on your front side there this time?
It was easier.
It was easier.
As a result of the extra people,
Because initially you, like others in this room, have experienced that was crazy. I'm never coming back to that class again because it was so difficult. It was awful, right?
It's still on the left side. I had to adjust where I put them. Did you notice?
I noticed that, but
that okay?
Of course it is okay that you adjust yourself, but as you know well, even though I was to adjust, I could still do it a little more easily. And so we all learn in this process that we have to visit these areas of ourselves where normally we wouldn't say challenge our brains. We would say, my body doesn't work like that, therefore I'm not going to visit myself there. Because it seems difficult at the time. And I share that experience with you. It can be in that moment. But if we come back and we revisit it, because we've done other things, you go, oh, there's been a shift. It's different now. I'm able to. And then imagine, now that you've noticed that, what your future will hold for you. It'll be this continual process of becoming aware of the process of the shifting that's always occurring. That you're taking control. As you breathe in, you're going to arch your back so that your belly extends towards the ceiling. Your pelvis will roll forward so that your tailbone will move downwards in relationship to you. Then you're going to ease that off. And as you feel your back beginning to make contact, then exhale and contract your stomach and lift your tailbone slightly, and then you'll ease off of that. And then you'll just pause and turn everything off. And with that same intention that you had while you were on your stomach, pay attention to the direction that you're moving towards. So as you inhale and arch, be more vigilant about this letting go. How smoothly can you let go? And then as your back comes down and you exhale and reverse the direction, you want to keep your hips though on the surface. You don't lift your hips up so that your back can flatten. The tailbone will still lift. Notice how it lifts even though you keep your hips down. And then you'll ease off. As you continue to go through this on your own, move with less effort, be more sensitive to the letting go. How much less can you use yourself and at the same time notice even more? As you continue to lie there, take both of your hands behind your head and interlace your fingers. And continue with that pattern of breathing in and arching your back so that your low back contracts. And then you release. You're not lifting your head yet. You just are doing this movement, the same movement now with your hands behind your head. Some of you are ready to jump forwards already because you're anticipating what's coming next. But dial everything down. We're not lifting the head yet. We're not lifting the elbows yet. You're doing the same thing, just a slightly different position. And since many of you correctly anticipated it, the next time your back comes down and you exhale, bring your head forward so that your head moves Your chin moves in the direction of your chest, and let your elbows come along with that for the ride. And then as you come back, inhale as you ease your way back down, and continue to inhale to arch your low back. And then you'll ease that off, and exhale and bring your head forwards again. Now, as you bring your chin towards your chest, can you use less effort and again be sensitive to the parts now of your front side that are contracting, and can you sense their release on the way back down to the floor? Allow yourself to pause for just a moment and then begin again. Next time you come down, remain down. Keep your right hand behind your head. Take your left hand and place it on your right knee. You'll have to move your knee towards your hand.
Your right knee?
Your right knee, yes. You're holding on with your left hand. As you breathe in, inhale and arch your back. And as you do, you'll notice how your knee will sort of move away from you and push into your left hand. And then you'll let that ease off. And then as you exhale, lift your head up as if you could bring your face to your knee and let your knee just move in just a little ways on its own accord without using your left hand. And then you'll ease your way back down to the surface, keeping your hand on your knee. Now, when you're back down on the surface, you want to completely pause. Then begin again by inhaling and arching your back. Sense that contraction in your back. Now remember, allow that to ease off. Then exhale and lift your face forwards and bring your face towards your knee, and your knee in the direction of your face if you'd like. And then slowly control your descent. Turn off whatever you can on the way back. And then you'll do that one more time with even less effort. And when you come down on your last trip or your last ride, slowly lower your left arm all the way down. Relax your right arm completely. Place your left hand behind your head and your right hand now on top of your left knee. You'll do the same game on this side. As you inhale and arch your back, you'll notice how the knee will move away. You'll let that ease off. And then, as your back is flat on the surface, exhale to bring your head towards your knee. And repeat that just one more time. Go at it nice and easy, focusing on the parts of you that you're releasing. Where can you loosen your grip? Where can you slowly ease on? And when you come down that final time, relax your arms. Again, take your hands behind your head, interlace your fingers. If you straighten your legs, bend your knees. Lift your knees up in the air so that they come towards your belly, and they're just going to rest up in the air, so your feet will just be hanging in the air comfortably. Gently inhale and arch your back, and notice how your knees will move slightly away from you. Then you'll allow that to ease off. And as you exhale, lift your head up and move your knees towards your face. So bring your knees towards your face and then slowly ease off. As you ease off, your head, your arms will come back, your legs will remain in the air. And then very gently inhale and arch your back. Allow that contraction of your back to slowly ease off. Then exhale, bring your head forwards and move your knees towards your face. And then very slowly ease your way back down and slowly lower your feet all the way down to the surface as your elbows come back. Rest your arms in whatever comfortable position is for you. Notice how you're breathing. That will end today's class. Any observations about that today?
Probably observations of very small movements. There's no such thing as moving in a straight line. All my legs are the face of the user's curved. There's that only aspect.
Interesting. Well, yeah, you know the shape of the bones and the muscles and how they're pulling in these diagonals and curves and arcs.
Right.
So, yeah, so what is straight? Straight is a direction I can move myself, but internally,
what happens? Yeah.
What happens inside?
Then the arms are machines.
But we're not the machine. So much more. And it's infinitely more fascinating when you slow down the process to go, oh, that is how I get from point A to B. It's sort of roundabout ways. Kind of like how some of us might think. Yes, it does.
So my question is then, is the act of doing this something that informs the skeletal muscular brain function of our bodies? So that when we get up and do our daily tasks, there is some element of that presence, or how conscious do we need to be,
How conscious do we need to be in our daily movements?
Or is there subliminal learning here?
There is no subliminal learning here.
But we can trust.
You are learning.
Okay.
Yes, you are learning. Now, in the first few years of your life, you were most likely very aware of your proprioception, where you were in space. Then outside influences came in. The name was being called. That's called that. And I'm going there. You learn to go outside of yourself. In the martial arts and Tai Chi, they say Tai Chi 24 hours a day. Meaning, perhaps, that we can be aware of our proprioception and our eternal selves at all times. Even when you're in states of meditation, you're doing a movement meditation. How much do you want to be aware? Can you be aware of yourself while you're attending to something on the outside? If you master this, then the pains and the discomforts and the unease of yourself, you will more than likely mitigate, nip in the bud, predetermine that that could happen to you much quicker than you would if you reacted to something. Now, you do need a reaction, but there's also the other side of your brain that knows, maybe not. I'm not going to go down that road right now. I'll choose the next hour, and I'll go around. So we have this other sense about ourselves that you're tapping into. And then in your everyday life, you'll begin to become aware of yourself even more as I'm standing, I'm reaching. Well, that was easy. What are the other possibilities of doing that? Or lifting, you know, we'll hurt ourselves lifting, or we twist it. Let me play with that. Master that so that I will do that again, but even better. Does that answer?
Kind of.
Are you asking how much you need to be aware?
Yeah, and how do you overcome former habits?
You're doing that. You are pruning the old habitual patterns away. Now, some of these are very good. And as you learn your new habits of pattern, eventually you'll move up the ladder of becoming competent with these patterns.
But are we learning them? I mean,
yes.
I mean, we are right here. I guess my question is, have I learned it well enough that I can do it when I walk out of here?
You can't forget this. For instance, you know, a simple question is, when's the last time you snapped your fingers? Do you remember? But you learned how to.
I was never good at it.
All right, well, maybe you didn't practice enough. There you go. Peter's over there snapping his. Now, with some practice, I guarantee you, you could do it again.
Okay? It hurts too much.
It hurts too much now, but remember how it hurt to lie on your stomach, and now it doesn't. So, now you have something to play with. Find some 5 or 6-year-olds. Hang out with them. Watch what they're doing.
And they'll teach you to whistle.
Yes. So, in what that show was on PBS that I mentioned to you guys, and in the neuroplasticity book, this is the answer to your question. If you got the books, great.
That wasn't one of the books.
Great. If you don't use it, you will lose it. So the great thing about the brain is this. It is very malleable, and you can make it very flexible. On the other hand, it can also go to sort of a rigidity state and can stay there. So it can stay on either end, or can you go back and forth? You do need to be rigid at some times. If you're going to move a refrigerator, you got to use a lot of effort there, right? Especially if you're by yourself. That's why we have friends. So sometimes we do need to turn everything off, but for most of the things we do in life, we want to become, we could actually use less force and then do things more by becoming more closely aware of what you're doing. So, okay, I can't snap my fingers. What do I need to do that for? For no other reason than you can.
Yeah, right.
And so your brain then regenerates and creates the nerve pathways, fires them up, and now you have a learning. Now you have something. Then you can tell somebody someday, you know, I couldn't do this. And they're going to go, yeah, right. But there will be other people who won't be able to. If I were to tell you I was living in pain every day for decades, you would say, there's no way. But I was. So now I've come out of that. So we all come out of things of how we learn to use our brains. It just gets better.
I couldn't sit like this when I first came to you.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing close. And we never really even practiced saying that we're going to sit in the lotus position. We just sort of do, because now we have our hips looser, right? You laughed today?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't laugh at you when you were laying on your stomach the first time. But now I can laugh at you.
Yeah, well, the day I get my legs in lotus position, I'll be dead. And the muscles will completely release, and you can just flip me. We'll have a big party
on that.
But what would be really fun for all of us to do is listen to her give a voice. She's teaching exactly the same things, but she doesn't really know it. And I hear it because I'm in the house. And she's telling people exactly how to move muscles that I never even heard of. And actually, she doesn't call them muscles, but she has ways of getting the sound from there up to here.
Cheers.
And
she's doing the same thing. Probably for you, this will even become more refined, and you will then see your clients doing things.
I've already felt integration and how it works in the body is the voice. And I already found language.
Well, actually, you use the whole body to sing, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I didn't have to tell you, I totally believe. After all the tapes, coming to classes and reading the books and tapes that Ed is telling about, that it is possible to heal just about anything, including you sitting like this. There's something
like what?
Sitting like this.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. When I've been reading about the brain, and the brain.
I'm thinking I need, because I was just picking up on this today. When you had our knees up, I had a really hard time lowering down. Now when I do this, inhaling and arching, I can pick up my knees at the same time and just pick up my feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So my knees are coming up a little
bit. And
there's something more involved there. And actually, one of my biggest difficulties in daily life is just building over.
Right.
So I think that probably is connected.
Could be. And as you just play with perhaps that end of it, just picking up the legs and lowering it down and letting your spine move to do it. Because, you know, I can keep my back. You see how I flatten my back to pick up my legs, right? And I can keep my back flat on the surface, but you can hear my voice already, right? So I'm beginning to tremble because I'm having to work by keeping my back flat. But if I'm here and I let my back go, my voice changes. Which one's more difficult? So even though it's my legs aren't moving, my spine is moving. Right here now, my legs aren't doing a thing, I'm moving my spine, but it might appear to you that I'm moving my legs, right? And of course, my shoulders and my head want to naturally go along with that because they understand that. But we compartmentalize our movement. For all the various reasons we've compartmentalized life.
And we compartmentalize our consciousness, and out of that compartmentalization comes pain. And that energy is trapped, it isn't flowing.
I have a great email I'll share with you. Read it from here. I want to tell you what happened yesterday. I received a book in the mail, and I started reading it. And this was a book that I told her would come along with what she was doing. So she just started reading it. And she said, I've been doing this meditation, and I've been getting such bad headaches. So I decided to try this other CD that came along with it, and I went to bed. As soon as I started playing it, I felt myself resisting it. My mind was trying to block it from working, and I'm sorry because the letters are like this small. I started having chest pain and feeling nauseous. My first reaction was to take off the headphones and turn off the CD. But then I remembered what you said, But then I remembered what you said about doing somatics. So I started to focus on breathing, the breathing that you taught me in the somatics class. And I then took myself in my mind back to your group there and saw you standing there speaking and giving the class instructions on how to move. I forgot totally about the CD playing and the headphones that I was wearing. And it was like I was really in your class. I started slowly moving one finger at a time and slowly put it back down, and then I focused on a deep breath. Then I moved another finger. I continued this for a while, and then I noticed how relaxed I had become. My chest pains were gone, and the nauseous feelings in my stomach was gone. I noticed that I had stopped resisting the CD and began to enjoy it. Then the CD turned off, and I thought, wow, it's over already. I sat there for a while with my eyes closed because I was enjoying the experience so much that I didn't want it to end. I felt peace and relaxation, something I haven't felt in a long, long time, and I felt joy and excitement for the first time in years. I didn't realize it, but I've been depressed for so many years that it had become a normal thing to me, and I didn't even know I was depressed until last night when I felt joy for the first time. And I don't remember how long. I had to share this with you because if I hadn't learned somatics from you years ago, I would have never been able to get myself relaxed enough to even do these CDs. I remember asking you a long time ago if somatics can get rid of anxiety, and I didn't realize it until now that yes, it can. The thing that I've been doing wrong all this time, and that might be why I stopped doing somatics, is because I wasn't enjoying every breath and experiencing every breath at each moment that it was happening. I thought it was more important to get through the exercises and do them. I was missing the main point. I get it now. It's not about the parts of the body that are moving. It's about enjoying and experiencing each breath and feeling the breath and feeling the movement. Feeling the movement and enjoying the feeling of the movement is more important than the movement itself. Thanks for everything. And this is what I hear from people a lot. It did take sometimes 3 or 4 years for you to prune all these patterns away, and then the aha comes. And other people just come right into it because you've been doing other kinds of work, and it blends in other ways. And each of you have had little experiences along the way, myself included. That's why I love doing this. It's just like, this just keeps getting better. How I'm getting older, I'm getting better, I'm getting older, I'm getting better. Bring it on!